Hi everyone, Jonathan Monti here, and thanks for joining me for this special podcast presentation of my Life Transforming Training Program. It's appropriately titled Life Transformation, The Complete Journey. It's a 9-part program designed to empower you to uncover and overcome whatever blocks are holding you back, to help you discover your true self, to create lasting changes, find emotional freedom, build confidence and self-esteem, achieve balance and harmony, reach your personal goals, and create a life of greater happiness, purpose, and fulfillment, and thrive in a higher consciousness. Throughout this training program, I'll teach you the proven strategies and the exact step-by-step process that I've discovered and have personally used to transform my life and the lives of the countless students I've worked with. Now, in order to get the most out of this training program, it's essential that you start with the first episode and move through each of the 9 episodes in their sequential order. Each episode builds upon the lessons of the previous episodes, and each episode reveals specific tools and techniques and include exercises and guided meditations that will help you achieve absolutely extraordinary results. In addition to the 9 episodes, this training program includes 15 guided meditations that can be found right here on this podcast channel. And to get free instant access and download the Personal Success Guide and Workbook, you can head over to my website at jonathanmonti.com/life-transformation. Once again, that's jonathanmonti.com/life-transformation. To download your free personal success guide and workbook. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you can get all of my latest episodes and learn more ways to achieve the life you truly desire. And now, I present to you Episode 2, Mastering the Art of Effective Meditation. Hi friends, Jonathan Monti here, and welcome back to Life Transformation, The Complete Journey. This is Episode 2, Mastering the Art of Effective Meditation. Whether you're a well-experienced practitioner of meditation, or if you've never meditated before in your life, this episode will help you understand the important role meditation plays in transforming our life, as well as the essential yet simple steps you can use to start meditating effectively and incorporate this practice into your daily activities. Now, most of us already have at least a basic idea or an understanding of what meditation is. But for clarity's sake, we'll define meditation as a method of attaining and regulating mental, physical, and spiritual attention, awareness, and relaxation. Let me say that again. Meditation is a method of attaining and regulating our mental, physical, and spiritual attention, awareness, and relaxation. And meditation gives us the ability to quiet our heads and focus, to concentrate and contemplate, to connect, listen, and discover, to relax and control our body and state. You see, whether we're aware of it or not, for most of us, life is a very noisy, hectic, and sometimes even chaotic experience. We often have an inner dialogue which has been formed over our lifetime from countless sources which have imprinted us with certain beliefs, values, and opinions. And with how fast our world is changing, we're now bombarded even more with people competing for our attention and validation. This noise comes in from just about everywhere, from our friends, family, coworkers, social media, to marketing. And then we also experience this endless stream of noise from our environment and technology. I mean, when you stop and really think about it, the thought alone can be overwhelming. But most of the time, we're not even aware how noisy our life is, how our inner dialogue is constantly running scripts that we've been programmed with. But whether we're aware of it or not, the noise is there, and often it has a profoundly negative effect on our life and well-being. Without even being aware of it, we may be disconnected, unknowing of who we really are and what we really want. It's possible that it's been so long since we've heard our own inner voice that we might not even know what it sounds like or be able to distinguish it from the rest of the noise, from the rest of the messages and scripts that we've been imprinted with. This is one of the things we're up against and need to overcome. It's vitally important that we learn how to distinguish the difference between our inner voice, our own beliefs, and our own identity from all the noise we experience. And learning how to meditate will help us do this. Meditation will allow us to retrain our mind and quiet the noise, to focus, become aware, and take control of our thoughts, to distinguish our personal voice, rediscover our identity, and tune into a higher understanding. And once we've learned how to meditate effectively, we'll go on to use these abilities throughout the rest of this program. This, just like all the other skills I'll be teaching you, are required to successfully transform your life. But this skill, this practice of meditation, is so important, it's the first one we need to master. So now let's talk about the title of this episode. If you notice, the title isn't Mastering the Art of Meditation. It's Mastering the Art of Effective Meditation. And I make this distinction because you'll find countless people teaching different ways to meditate. And while there are some really great teachers out there, I found that a lot of these so-called experts can make it difficult to understand how to create an effective meditation practice. I mean, if you're going to take the time to learn something, you want to actually learn how to do it, right? I mean, that's the whole point. And while simple can be good, I've found some explanations to be so simple that they miss explaining some of the most basic elements. And then other times, explanations can become so complex and hard to follow that I'm not sure these teachers understand how to connect with their students. However, I've spent the last 23 years studying, developing, practicing, and teaching meditation to my students. And now I want to help you learn how to meditate effectively so you can enjoy all the benefits and abilities that I've outlined. But before I do this, I want to address some of the preconceived ideas and misconceptions some of us may have about practicing meditation. First off, there's no right or wrong way to meditate. I've seen a lot of meditation snobs out there who believe their way is the right way. And it may be for them, but it might not be the right way for everyone else. Meditation is a state of mind, and the process to attain the state of mind is a very personal process, which each person should tailor to their own needs. The second misconception is that it takes a long time to get good at meditation. Now, just like with any other skill you want to develop, the amount of time it takes to get good at something depends on your willingness. If you don't even try or follow the instructions, then you won't learn or become good at it. However, if you can commit to meditating at least once per day and follow the simple instructions in this episode, then you'll begin to build an effective practice in a relatively short period of time. The third misconception is that meditation seems too difficult and complex, or it doesn't work. I've tried it and I just couldn't get into it. And I understand this. To beginners, meditation may seem difficult or complex, or maybe even a little intimidating or mysterious, but meditation is really a very simple process to learn and practice. And if you've tried meditation before and couldn't get into it, then I invite you to try it again, following the simple steps I'll be teaching you. The fourth misconception is that meditation is just a hokey old tradition. Well, not exactly. People have been meditating for over 3,500 years, and it's estimated that today there are about 18 million people who practice meditation, and for good reason. You see, meditation is one of those things where to truly appreciate its benefits and understand why so many people are using meditation, you have to experience it for yourself. And yet another misconception that I hear sometimes is that meditation is for weaklings or cowards. Well, actually, it's quite the opposite. While meditation is a simple process, it does require willingness, courage to experience something new, and discipline to meditate regularly and learn how to effectively use the different meditation techniques. And of my students who originally had this misconception, often later admit their judgment was based on their own fear. And once they set aside their fear and began to meditate, they soon understood. So please know that meditation is not a sign of weakness, but rather it is a sign of strength. Now, if you don't have any of these misconceptions, then that's great. And perhaps you know all about meditation and have been doing it for years. And if this is the case, then I'll still ask you to closely follow us through this episode so you can pick up some of the things that you might not have learned. I'll also be teaching you the different techniques we'll be using throughout our journey, so it's very important that you follow along. Now, these are just a few examples of some of the misconceptions and preconceived ideas that exist. And I understand that there may be other beliefs or reasons you may have for not wanting to learn how to meditate. But remember that this is an essential practice for us to learn if we want to transform our lives. For if we fail to learn this practice, then we won't be able to experience or successfully follow the rest of the program. But I believe in you, and that you can set aside whatever misgivings you may have to allow yourself to experience this new and powerful practice. Okay, so now I'd like to share with you the different types of meditations we'll be learning. And please understand that there are several types and styles of meditations which have been developed over the last 3,500 years, originating from different geographic regions, philosophies, and religions. And while several of these styles have unique features, most of them share certain common traits. And from these emerge the four distinct styles of meditation I'll be teaching you. The first type of meditation is called focused attention meditation, also known as contemplation meditation, which is the focusing of our mental attention on a specific thought, emotion, physical aspect, or spiritual connection. The second type of meditation is called open monitoring meditation, which is the clearing of our mind's distractions and becoming aware of our incoming thoughts, our physical and emotional states, and our spiritual connection. The third type of meditation is called mantra meditation, which is the rhythmic repetition of a word or a phrase which holds a special meaning. In the repetition of a phrase, an emphasis is rhythmically applied to each of the words with each repetition. And the fourth type of meditation is called guided meditation, which is really more of a style where we listen to a person who verbally guides us through the physical and mental experience of our meditation. So these are the four types of meditative practices I'll be teaching you, as well as how you can use them in different ways. Now, in order to help you learn how to effectively meditate, I've generalized some of the steps, which can later be independently studied in greater detail. Please understand that a full outline of each type and style of meditation would require a course in itself and is outside the scope of what we're trying to accomplish. Okay, so now I'll share with you the essential aspects and components of meditation we'll want to consider. The first thing for us to consider is what time of day we'll want to meditate. You can meditate any time you like, but for us to develop a strong foundation, it's a good idea for us to begin with a meditation at a consistent time each day. And from my experience, I've found that meditating in the morning is a great way to start my day and helps me focus better. But again, you can meditate anytime you like, but try and stay consistent with whatever time you choose. The next thing we'll want to consider is our location. We'll want to find or create a quiet place in our home or environment where we can meditate each day. The repetition of meditating in the same place at the same time allows us to become more comfortable and avoids the natural sensory distractions that come with new environments. And in choosing what time and where we'll be meditating, we'll want to also consider and minimize any other distractions. We'll want to close windows if it's noisy outside, turn off our phone, TV, or other electronic devices which may become a distraction. And if you live in a large city or other noisy environment that you can't control, then you may want to use earplugs during your meditations. So the next thing we'll want to consider is how long we'll be meditating for. If you're new to meditation, you may find it uncomfortable or difficult to sit quietly with your eyes closed for longer than 3 to 5 minutes. However, I recommend trying to meditate for at least 5 to 7 minutes to build your competency. Beginners often have an urge to peek and look at a clock to see how much time has passed. And if you find you have this urge, then you can set a timer to go off so that you don't have to think about it and you can eliminate that distraction. And the more you practice, the more comfortable all this will become. And once you've established a foundation, you'll then be able to not only achieve significant insight, connection, and clarity in a shorter amount of time, but you'll also be able to go deeper in even longer meditations of 40, 50, or even 60 minutes. Okay, so now the next thing we'll want to consider is our posture. And there are several different postures you can take while meditating, but I'll offer the three I've found to be the most effective. And these are laying down, sitting on the floor, and sitting on a chair. The point here is to find a posture which you're comfortable in and which you can stay in for the duration of your meditation. And here you can use a yoga mat, cushions, or a pillow to achieve the comfort level you desire. Now, if you choose to sit, try to keep your back straight and your face level. And you can place your hands palms down on your thighs. You can cup them within each other. You can cross your fingers and put them in your lap. You can gently press your palms together with your thumbs just in front of your chest. Or you can touch your thumbs and your first or second fingers together with the back of your hands and wrists gently resting on your thighs. And if you're sitting on the floor, you can loosely cross your legs. And there are several other advanced postures you can explore. But again, I'm sharing with you what I found to be the most effective. But ultimately, you want to find a position that's comfortable for you. Another aspect to consider are your eyes. Meditation is commonly practiced with closed eyes to minimize distractions. However, we can and should also learn to meditate with our eyes open. Here we can focus our attention on something specific, such as a candle's flame, the horizon, clouds, or a specific point on an object. Next, we'll want to consider our breathing. Breathing in a rhythmic pattern will help us relax, focus, enter and maintain a meditative state. We want to start by breathing in through our nose, taking slow, deep breaths in with slow, full exhales. And make sure you're doing this in a comfortable way without forcing it. And if you like, you may want to pause and hold your breath for a second or a few before you exhale. And this is up to you, but again, it should be comfortable. And as you get better at meditation, you'll be able to slow down the rate of your breathing with longer pauses between inhaling and exhaling. And this will come naturally the longer you practice and the deeper you go. And on a side note, depending on what your meditations include, your breathing may actually increase and become more rapid in response to your experience. And this is okay. This is just part of your physical response to what you're experiencing. So now let's talk about internal noise. And what I mean by this is the noise you hear in your head when you go into a meditative state. This noise may be a combination of thoughts and mental images, your own internal voice or voices, images of yourself, other people, and their voices. Pretty much whatever is going on in your head when you begin your meditation. Next, let's consider depth. And this depth is a term we use to describe the figurative distance we travel from our internal noise as well as external noises and distractions and towards and into a greater level of relaxation and mental, physical, and spiritual awareness. And in the next section of this episode, I'll explain how to achieve depth in a meditative state. So now there's also a few other optional aspects to consider, which have to do with our sensory experience. Here, if you prefer, you may want to create a calming scent with incense, an essential oil diffuser, a scented candle, sage, potpourri, and so on. And you can play calming music at a low volume in the background. And there are countless meditation songs you can download with natural sounds, synthesizers, instruments, or even chanting. And if you choose to stimulate your senses, then you'll want to do so in moderation. If scents are overpowering or your music is too loud, then they can easily become a distraction. So you may need to experiment for a while to learn what works for you. Now, if you're a beginner to meditation, you should know that it's common to experience a heightened and distracting sense of awareness of your heart rate and different parts of your body. They may feel like they need to be itched. You may experience a runny nose or congestion. You may become aware of your posture if it becomes uncomfortable, and then you'll need to make changes. But the more you practice meditation, the more comfortable you'll become, and this distractive awareness will subside. And also, because meditation creates a relaxing state, it's common for beginners to fall asleep. So try to avoid meditating when you're tired, exhausted, or after a large meal. And if you have a pattern of falling asleep, then you can try meditating with your eyes open or use a timer. This way, the timer will wake you up and then you can start again. Also, if you're new to meditation, try to avoid setting any expectations on yourself or your meditative experience. If we set expectations on what we hope to experience, we may be disappointed or frustrated if we fall short. So try to enter your meditation without expectations and allow the experience to just be what it is. Okay, so now that you've learned the different components and aspects of meditation, I'll teach you how to achieve a meditative state. And once you've learned how to achieve a meditative state, you'll then be able to use the four types of meditations we'll be using throughout your life transformation. Now, the explanation I'm about to give you is for your understanding. I'm not expecting you to go into a meditative state right now in this moment. I've included a series of guided meditations for you to use to develop your meditation skills, as well as specific meditations, which we'll use later in the upcoming episodes. So once you've chosen when and where you'd like to meditate, try to eliminate any of the possible distractions we talked about. Consider how long you'd like to meditate for. Again, I recommend 5 to 7 minutes if you're a beginner, and you can set a timer if that will help you from peeking at the clock. Next, you'll take whatever position you'd like to meditate in and get comfortable. You'll then close your eyes and begin to breathe in slowly through your nose, and then fully exhale through your nose. Find a comfortable breathing pattern. Now, once you've established your breathing pattern, continue breathing for a few minutes. Then notice whatever noise is in your head. Start to focus on the empty space in between the noises. Keep focusing on the empty space. You may experience what seem to be colors associated with the empty space or different noises in your head. If this is the case, you can focus on the color of the empty space. So keep focusing on the empty space as the noises start to subside and the empty space increases. You may experience a sensation of falling, weightlessness, or being pulled into the empty space. And this is good. Allow yourself to become enveloped by the empty space. And throughout your meditation, be sure to maintain your breathing. It's common for beginners to hold their breath as they go deeper into their meditations, and they wind up gasping for air. So if you notice your breathing slowing down, that's good, but make sure you keep breathing. And once you've achieved a calm, rhythmic breathing pattern and have moved past the noise and into the empty space, then you have entered a meditative state. And from this state, you can go on to use any of the different types of meditations, which I'll be covering here in the next few sections. And for each of the different types of meditations I'm about to cover, I've included a series of guided meditations to walk you through each one. Okay, so the first type of meditation we're going to learn is the focused attention meditation, also known as contemplation meditation. And this meditation is used to focus our mental attention on a specific thought, emotion, physical aspect, or spiritual connection. And before you begin your meditation, you should choose what you want to contemplate or focus your attention on. And then once you've entered a meditative state, cleared your mind and entered the empty space, you can begin to focus on or contemplate the subject that you've chosen. Say, for example, if you choose to focus on a feeling or emotions such as gratitude. In your meditative state, you would focus on what it is you're grateful for and the emotion and physical sensation produced by your gratitude. Fully experience the sensation of your gratitude. Acknowledge and honor what you're grateful for and for the feeling of gratitude itself. Another example would be if you choose to contemplate on a certain decision you need to make. In your meditative state, you can consider the different aspects of the decision. What may or may not happen if you make the decision, the benefits and the risks associated with it. The benefit here is that we are able to concentrate and focus our contemplation with much more effectiveness than if we were considering the same outside of a meditative state. Okay, so now I'll teach you how to use open monitoring meditation. In open monitoring meditation, we'll use the same methods we've learned to achieve the meditative state. Here, we'll try to quiet our mind and create a clear, open channel. Once we've cleared our head and moved into the empty space, we'll have a clear or relatively clear channel which we can use to start monitoring what comes to the surface, what thoughts, feelings, connections start to increase or come into the empty space. In open monitoring meditation, we want to avoid forcing anything to come up. Allow whatever is there to be as it is. You can figuratively dive or fall into what is coming up and experience it more. And for whatever comes up, we want to consider its purpose, its meaning, its message to you, its significance. And this open monitoring meditation is an excellent way for us to connect with messages which may be coming from our subconscious. Okay, now I'll teach you how to use mantra meditations. With mantra meditations, you choose a short phrase or word which has a significant meaning to you. And in your meditative state, you'll repeat the word or phrase and consider its meaning. If you're repeating a phrase, then you can either repeat the phrase without emphasis on any of the words, or you can put an emphasis on a specific word. Or you can use a flowing emphasis, where you put an emphasis on different words each time you repeat the phrase. For example, this course is about how to completely transform your life and foster a positive shift in the global consciousness. So let's say our mantra meditation is using the phrase, "Be the light." In a flowing emphasis, you would first put an emphasis on the be, and then the, and then the light. So it would sound like this. Be the light. Be the light. Be the light. And then you would repeat the cycle of emphasis and start back with the emphasis on be. And what's important with mantra meditations is that the phrases are short. We want to establish a rhythm, and if we try to say long or drawn-out phrases, then chances are we won't be able to establish or maintain a rhythm. So in mantra meditation, as we repeat whatever phrase we're using, we start to sense ourselves coming into alignment with the phrase and becoming one with it. And to achieve this, you can practice your mantra meditation for however long you need to achieve the degree of alignment you desire. And next, we have guided meditations, which are pretty simple and straightforward. With guided meditations, we listen to a person who verbally guides us through our physical and mental experience of meditation. And guided meditations can also include guided visualizations to help us imagine, understand, comprehend, or evoke certain aspects. Now, again, I've included with this course a complete series of guided meditations to help you learn how to practice each of these types of meditations. So please be sure to practice at least one type of meditation each day. Of course, you're not limited to doing just one per day. You can practice as many meditations as you like. The more, the better. But we want to start building our foundation now and learn this essential skill before we move on to our next episode. Once we start practicing meditation, we'll want to build our competency so we can get the most out of our experience. To do this, you'll want to stay consistent. If you practice meditating each day, then you'll quickly advance and learn how to control your mental and physical state, opening yourself up to greater levels of awareness and receptiveness. And the more you practice, the longer you'll be able to meditate. You'll have a more effective and deeper experience. And as you build competence, you can transition between the different styles in a single meditation. For example, you could start with an open monitoring period where maybe a thought or feeling emerges, and then you can use focused meditation to contemplate or experience what you're focusing on. And then from there, you can transition to a mantra meditation, which complements what you're experiencing. For example, say you go into an open monitoring meditation and memories of a past relationship come up. Say it's a relationship where someone hurt you and you haven't forgiven them yet. You can focus on acknowledging the harm they caused you, the pain you felt, how their harm has affected you, and how you need to release this pain and free yourself. From there, you can transition to a mantra such as, "I forgive you," or "I release this pain," or "I am free." You can see how learning each one of the types of meditations I've taught you can be used together in powerful ways. And with our continued practice of using these types of meditations individually or together in a single session, we'll create dynamic experiences. We'll have a greater control, focus, and understanding, and we'll be able to more quickly enter a meditative state, which is an essential aspect in our ability to integrate our meditations throughout our day. Now, so far we've focused on learning how to effectively meditate in a controlled environment, which is an excellent foundation for us to build on. So once we've practiced meditation enough to become comfortable and confident, we'll want to integrate our meditations with our daily activities. We'll want to learn how to quickly enter a meditative state in any location or situation. Depending on your schedule and lifestyle, you'll want to find small pockets of time where you can begin practicing your meditations. This could be sitting in your car or at your desk or any place where you have a few minutes to meditate. The goal here is to expand your ability to clear your head and move into the empty space when you are in different environments. The more you practice this, the better you'll get and the faster you'll be able to enter a meditative state. And once this ability has been developed, you'll be able to have quick meditations whenever you need them. Say if you're waiting in a line or in an elevator. I'll share with you an experience I had once, which is a great example of how we can benefit from integrating our meditations. About 20 years ago, I was working on a movie as the assistant director, and every day it was just pure chaos. And this one particular day was especially long, and we were hours into overtime, and the actors just couldn't get their lines right. Everyone was getting frustrated, and the director and producer got into a shouting match, which then just opened up the floodgates for everyone else to start arguing. And as you can see, this was a super professional team we had here. Now, one of my responsibilities as the assistant director was to maintain order on the set, which had clearly been lost, and with my bosses instigating the chaos, I wasn't sure how to regain order. It was my first time in that position, and I just didn't know what to do. I'd never seen a crew act that way. So I just closed my eyes, took a deep breath, and began to meditate. I just stood there in the middle of the set, surrounded by all the noise, the yelling, the confusion and disorder. I quickly found peace within myself. I got centered and focused and contemplated my options. After about 2 minutes, I opened my eyes and walked over to the director and producer, quietly told them to take it off the set so I could do my job of maintaining order. I could tell they were silently embarrassed by their behavior, and they walked outside to settle their differences. I then calmed everyone down, re-established order on the set, and we all waited patiently for them to return. After a few minutes, they returned and both amazingly apologized to the crew, and I apologized to them on behalf of the crew. But because I was able to take a few minutes and meditate in that crazy environment, I was able to repel the chaos and align myself with what I could do to make things right. And this is just one of countless examples where I've used my ability to meditate in otherwise very chaotic environments. And I'm incredibly grateful for this. So not only will learning how to integrate your meditations give you the ability to clear your mind and connect anywhere, but it will also allow your meditations at home to be even fuller and more satisfying. So now that you've gone through this episode, please repeat it as many times as you need to so you can fully absorb the material. And be sure to download and follow the included guided meditations to help you develop your meditation skills. It's essential that you build competence, learn how to integrate your meditations, and follow the exercises in your personal success guide before you move on to our next episode, The Hidden Power of Our Emotions. Now let me repeat that. It is essential you build competence, learn how to integrate your meditations, and follow the exercises in your personal success guide before you move on to our next episode. For if you move on to the next episode without having developed your meditation skills, then you'll most likely have difficulty completing the exercises needed to continue your transformation through the next episode. So please take the time to develop your meditation skills and enjoy all the gifts that come with it. I hope this has been helpful and that you are enjoying your journey of life transformation. Thanks for watching. And when you're ready, I'll see you in the next episode. Hi, everyone. It's Jonathan here. Hey, I hope you enjoyed episode 2 of Life Transformation, The Complete Journey. Don't forget to download your free personal success guide and workbook from my website at jonathanmonti.com
jonathanmonty.com/life-transformation. Once again, that's jonathanmonty.com/life-transformation. Once you're there, you can also download the complete audio course and the entire 15-track guided meditation album. And that's all for free. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you can get all of my latest episodes and learn more ways to achieve the life you truly desire. Now, your feedback is inspiring, so I have a favor to ask, and that's this. Please rate, review, and recommend this podcast channel. That way, I know you're enjoying these episodes and that I'm actually helping people transform their lives. You can also follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/JonathanMonty Live. Once again, that's facebook.com/JonathanMonty Live. You can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Thanks for listening. I wish you an extraordinary life, and I'll see you in the next episode.